Hello and welcome to the Talkaholics. My name's Carl, and that song you just listened to was Magic by Liz and the Ligers, a band that we'll be discussing a little bit later on in the show. So let me just say hello to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Not too bad, thanks. Thank you. Just want to say thanks for everyone for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the first podcast we did. It was a little bit, I'm not going to say too much, the sound wasn't great.
The sound was a bit off.
But hopefully now we've got this sorted. I'll just let you guys know that we're on Twitter and Facebook at The Talkaholics, all one word. And if you want to email us, please do so on the UKDebatables@gmail.com. And I'd like to thank a few people out there who did email us from the last show. Thanks for all your feedback, and a big shout out to Steve. Thanks for email, mate, and I hope you enjoy this one. So, Carl, what have you been up to?
So what have I been up to? Not much really, mate. Not much, just trying to get this movie thing out at the moment, you know, trying to plug this derelict picture house, as you know.
You moaned at me the other week for plugging things, plugging my son, yeah. Danny Burke, OCD, baby. I just thought I'd get in there.
Well, no, you know, I haven't been up to much. I think, first and foremost, as you know, I want to put this, I want to dedicate this show to our good friend's little girl, Molly Stanborough.
Yeah, here, here.
You know, gave mum and dad a little bit of a worry.
A big scare, and all his friends and family is good scare as well. But nah, she seems to be doing fine. Things looking up.
Definitely for her. Looking up.
So that's the most important thing, to be honest. And do you know what? Let's hope life and her future.
I think things will be fine.
Yeah,
I'm all about positive thinking.
Yeah, no, same here. It's going to be great, and she's going to be a lovely little girl. As long as she don't look like her dad, it's all right. Ben, if you listen to this, you know what I mean.
I think he's wishing the same thing.
He's
anyway,
wishing
the same. Well, about that,
she's got hands to slap people with. That's the best thing about it. All right, cool. So, what else you been up to, Cole? Come on, you must have been up to a few other things instead of plugging our derelict pictures. Maybe. Our derelict pictures, I say.
Do you want to say it one more time?
Derelict pictures, baby.
Derelict picture house.
Ah, thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Yes. They're in the picture house. We're on Facebook. Have a look. Check us out.
Check it out.
But come on, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about many other things.
So are we going to go on to these questions that we put out then?
I'm going to tell someone what I've been up to, if that's all right with you. You know what I mean?
Just because you're up to. I don't know if you're important enough.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm important, but you know, as being a co-host of the show.
Hey, bring it on, bruv. Let's go.
Bring it on. Ah, this weekend. Woof. An MMA weekend. Crazy fighting. Friends fighting. Watching it on TV.
Well, at pubs and stuff.
Not at pubs. I went to a nightclub. Different from a pub, slightly larger. I went to a nightclub. I had three friends fighting. One of my friends was fighting in a grappling showdown, win £1,000. He won the whole show. And then my other friend, Corey, he was fighting an MMA fight, mixed martial arts, in a cage. But the worst thing about it, he actually lost. He got grounded and pounded and... it was quite sad, but the overall night was some really good shows, really good fights, and it was just a long ass day because not only I was teaching in mornings, and I went to at Bob Breen International Seminar, which had a load of black belts, instructors from all over Europe and all over UK. So it was a fun packed long ass day yesterday, but I'm here now. And I'm really looking forward to getting this podcast.
It's your brain working, that's all I know, you know, because we're going to discuss a few things today.
Well,
I don't know if you're big on the discussions that you've got going on.
I've got to be honest, I took a few knocks yesterday in sparring, a couple of sticks around the head and a few other bits and pieces. And
some morning. You go out in Hoxton, I suppose.
Some morning as well. Well, you just come to Hoxton, bro. So let's see how you get out of here. All right, so our first question. What is our first question, Uncle Cole?
Okay, wow, Uncle Cole. Right, first question that we had out there on Twitter. Do we think the government puts more effort into helping other countries other than our own? Now, a lot has happened in the time since we put that question out.
I was going to say the same thing. My feelings have changed over the last 2 weeks, possibly 3 weeks, of the stuff that's been going on. So, what are your views on...
See, my views before was I felt that we were helping a lot of people out, considering that we're sitting in a recession at the moment. We were still able to offer money to bail certain people out.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah, it's surprising how we can find money for others and not for ourselves.
Yes, because I feel that we've got a lot of situations going on now here, such as there are certain areas of London just to say, and not just even. I mean, I'm sure all over the UK
mm-hmm.
where areas are looking like
It's almost like third world poverty.
Yeah.
And I think that we should be offering a lot more into these sort of areas, money-wise, into these areas. But when I see that then we tend to be able to pump out millions into helping out other places. Yeah. But somebody explained to me why that is why they do that.
Why do
do
that?
Well, it's a sense of, you know, if we help another country out, we help them out on conditions, don't we? Like, we'll go, okay, we'll give you this.
X, Y, Z, and you're going to give us.
And what we'll have from you is that you'll trade with us, you'll trade this with us, or
X, Y, and Z.
It's almost an investment more than anything else.
It's not about helping them. Not only is it shows the media and the rest of the world that, oh, yeah, we're good, we're kind-hearted and good Samaritans, but then on the back burner, on the little sly little backhand, we're actually doing it to benefit ourselves.
Well, yeah.
Well, then,
just making money work, making your money work for you at the end of the day. It's basic business, isn't it?
But that's what the problem I have with it. We're helping out other countries and helping out the poor countries. It seems to me that the money never gets to the people who actually need it.
That's when you feel things like charity shows and stuff like Common Relief, which has just gone.
Amazing. I watched that and the Lenny Henry program. If anyone's out there and if anyone wants to, I'm sure it's on iPlayer, I'm sure it's on that. It was I think it was Celebrities Rags to Riches. I think it was something. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It's such a shame. I can't remember what it is. It was the most moving program I've seen for a while. Lenny Henry, comedian over here in England. He broke down in tears after living in a slum, lived with a family, small family. A young boy of 16 was caring after his three or four siblings, and they were living next to a toilet which was blocked, and where 40 to 50 people were just going there having a couple of shits a day, and it just stunk. Lenny Henry could not take it, and that man's been to Africa probably twice, three times every year since Comic Relief's been going on. And he couldn't stand it, and he just broke down in tears and seeing his grown man cry over the poverty they had. So it kind of changed my views on what you think we should
be pumping more. But what about us? About the people here? I mean, I'm not saying
Comic Relief helps us as well. Helps people here. Helps people with dementia, and it helps people. It helps charities over here. So there are projects, but that's charity. It should be coming from the government. I am a firm believer the government should look in before we look out.
Well, this is what we're talking about, you know.
So, but then with the disaster what happened in Japan and the other disaster was going on, and you've got the conflict going on in
Libya.
You know what I mean? We have to help. Do we have to help? We do have to help. As being part of the world, do we not have to help? My views, literally, you asked me a couple of weeks ago.
That's what I asked, yeah.
My views have changed because of these certain situations, because of certain things I've seen and heard lately.
I don't think my question's saying that we shouldn't help. I think what I'm saying is do we put more effort into that than we are into our own, into the own... I mean, I suppose we'd have to hear it from, people, like, as regards to councils, and when I talk about London itself, because that's all I can really comment on London, and we have to speak to what are councils offering to certain areas. What sort of money are we pumping in? Because I mean, they've removed a hell of a lot of benefits.
Yeah,
you know, since the Tories have come in, a lot of benefits have been removed, and I mean that you're taking money away from people that are unable to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying we should just give people the opportunity to be able to just loaf and not work and just get free money, some people need that extra
help.
Need to help.
But do you know what? It's not for me. It's not about giving people extra money and extra handouts. It's about doing something for the society, doing something for the community, giving like youth centres, youth hostels, and places for homeless, places to feed the poor families. If you've got five children, you should wear a condom after the second one. To be honest. If you've got five children, you can't feed them. Well, there should be support and help for them before we go and
help out other countries.
And it is disappointing that there is poverty in London and probably all around the UK in 2011. Standard, man. Come on, it just shouldn't be.
We shouldn't have it.
In a country where we have million and billionaires walking around daily.
No, you're quite right, and we shouldn't. And that's basically what the point I'm trying to make is that should we be pushing? The government itself should be putting money into, you know, the UK trying to make us. I mean, yeah, we were a developed country, but you look at certain areas of you would never believe that.
I agree. Certain areas, we'd never believe that at all. North, nothing, not, and South London.
Just lost a couple of listeners just there. Nice one.
I'm only teasing.
That's if they've got internet anyway.
So look at you, bad boy. So on a nutshell, I believe we do, and I only wish. There's more real people in government who actually could turn around and actually do real things for our country. So I think we do help a lot of other countries, but you put it quite perfect earlier that we only do it, we make our money work for us. So we help others, we help other countries, and it's all upon getting something back. And that really shouldn't be the case, but this is the reason why we do it. And as an adult, I kind of understand why we do it.
Right.
Would you say the similar thing?
I think we do. I've always said that's why I came up with the question. I think we do, and I think we should definitely focus on putting more money into the UK. You know, and hopefully that the government can come back. The communities will come back offering something. You know, just help us build up our country, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. I'm making us sound like a friggin'...
Yeah.
Like we are third world. But I just think there's areas within the UK that we need to focus a lot of attention on.
It's even to a point where it's not just areas, it's about giving stuff for... giving back to the community.
And helping
the youth out there.
And I think basically...
And helping the old folk who drive really rubbish cars and...
Shut up.
...get lost in...
It sounded like a dig at me.
Shut up. It was.
So at the end of the day, I think, you know, what we should be doing is basically putting this out to anybody who's listening and just say, you know, you could for instance think that we're talking absolute rubbish and, you know, you might have a different opinion. So, you know,
if Cole's talking rubbish, hit back at us. If it's me, just, you know...
Just that's because you don't take constructive criticism very well. You don't have the brain for it. So
is that a constructive criticism?
It was, definitely.
I'm going to take it quite well then. Alright, so that's a pretty, nice little quick question. We don't want to stick around on it too much. Third question. I'm jumping ahead, you see.
Wow.
My brain's not in it.
It goes with the second question.
Or the bashes I've had on the head lately. Should marijuana be legalised?
Are you asking me first?
It's my question. I'm going to ask you. Very valid point, KP. Right.
Okay. What do I think? I think if we do actually legalise this, I think it should only be for medical reasons and medicinal purposes. Simply because I really don't see why we need to legalise it.
Why was alcohol and cigarettes illegalized?
I would have gone and got you some information on that. I mean,
okay,
it's a good way. That's the government get their get taxes off that, don't they?
Well, I'm happy to the government to get taxes off marijuana.
But I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's going to be that beneficial to the country.
To the country, yeah.
If we legalize flipping, unless we use it for medicinal purposes, like they do in California.
Yeah, I think medicinal purposes is probably. The only way it should be legalised, I think it should be clamped down. For a drug that doesn't kill and doesn't do half the damage what cigarettes and alcohol do.
How can you say that it doesn't do half the damage that cigarettes... It causes the same issues.
Anything in the world, excess, will cause the same issues. If you're out there just sucking gas, man, it's going to cause that. If you're walking down the street all the time, trying to cross the roads all the time, it's going to be some kind of accident, going to be some kind of incident. We're talking excess.
Tell me if I drive my car too much, I'm going to
sounds like
laws of averages.
Here we go then. Why have most white van drivers got scratches on their car? Because they're out there all day long. My point is, if you use something in excess, of course it's going to cause an effect and cause a problem.
So how is legalising going to change that?
Knowledge. People can get more knowledge about it. People can be more wise about it. And if you are going to use it, I'm a marijuana smoker. I do smoke cannabis now and again. I use it for my own reasons, and my reasons are not to be shared for anyone, really. I believe that
your reasons for using it aren't to be shared. The fact that you use it, you're happy to share.
I'm happy to share that.
That
don't make too much sense. But it's a personal thing. I'm not going to turn around and give out my reasons why I use it or why I don't use it. It's for me to. I use it. Yeah, I'm not ashamed of using it. I don't smoke during the day. I only smoke at night time. I don't smoke around children. I keep it well away from my family. You know,
you hide it.
It's not a height. I'm keeping it well away from my family. They do know. They all know I smoke. I just, you know, I'm not going to openly do it in their face. It is illegal. It's not something I, in a sense of the law, should be doing. But for me, my only wish is that if it was illegalized, it would keep it away from people falling into the trap of going to dealers' houses, going into places where they could be introduced to other drugs.
So you're basically saying that weed is a marijuana is a gateway drug.
Not a gateway drug. The people who sell marijuana will offer you different. So in that sense,
I don't believe that.
It's a slight kind. It's not a gateway. If I smoke marijuana, I'm not going to go, I'm going to take this and take that. But if I'm going to go to a dealer's house, he might say to me, oh, I've got this and I've got that. And if I'm slightly naive or slightly thinking, oh, curious, maybe not naive is a strong word, slightly curious, I might go to myself, okay, I might just try a bit of pill or a bit of speed. When I was younger, I used to go to dealer's houses and they always had different drugs around. And it got to a point where I had my friends would be like, oh, can you get me this? And I was like, I saw that in one of my mates' house where I bought some weed off. Yeah, I can get that. I'd get it. And then it would just move on from there. I'm just saying it kind of leads to other knowledge. If I was just buying it from a shop, I'd go there and I would just buy marijuana. That's
no,
all I'd buy.
I don't
buy.
Believe that at all.
Have you been
I'm
to
sorry.
Amsterdam? That's what is in Amsterdam. You go to an Amsterdam, you go to
I don't
a
believe...
coffee shop in Amsterdam, you just
no,
buy
my
marijuana.
Point, what I'm saying to you is I don't believe that because it's not legal, that people are then open to other drugs. I think they'll be open to those drugs regardless. They're going to be open to them regardless. I'm not going to blame... I mean, if a weed man's selling weed, then he's selling weed. If he's not selling weed, then he's selling... You know, he's not a weed man, is he? He's selling coke. If he's selling coke, he's a coke dealer. If he's selling heroin, he's a heroin dealer.
Yeah, but no, but most weed men...
But that's a drug dealer and he's pushing out. You don't get...
Most weed men can get you this and can get you that. And
anybody
the
can,
more
can
you
can
go
you
to...
This.
I'm just saying, the more... You know what I mean? I've been there, I've seen it and I've done it and I've got the T-shirt. The more people... The more times you go to a drug dealer's house, the more they offer you something different.
Okay, I'm going to go as far as to say this.
It's more money for them if they're going
to
sell all
the
harder
drugs.
I'm going
to go as far as to say this because obviously you clearly don't understand... I have also been there, done that, and got the flipping T-shirt as well. I'm going to sit there and tell you now that I may not smoke weed no more.
Oh, you used to smoke then, did
you? I used to smoke weed, and I used to go to people's houses and get food. You know, people have done it. But the thing is, what I'm trying to say is that...
People have done what?
You know, you go to... Well, yeah.
So what I'm saying is correct then? People,
well, it's not off. It's not correct because that then goes on. That goes on the strength of that individual. I'm not going to sit there and say because I smoked weed, I then tried cocaine.
No, I didn't.
Or because I smoked weed, I then tried this. No. Or because I went to a dealer's house. Because I went to a dealer's house.
Yep.
He had the weed there.
And did he have any?
And he had everything else there. I wasn't interested.
That's not. That,
and that's me.
That's
but that
fine.
Doesn't mean
that's
that I didn't know
that's
about my, those things before I got
that's
there.
That's my point. My
but
point.
It's not. It's not. But I'm not.
But that's my point.
But you're saying that I
just
want
to smoke weed. I can go to a weed shop and just buy weed.
Yeah, but. That
if
doesn't mean you have less
house,
knowledge of cocaine.
Yes, it doesn't have less knowledge, but my point
that
is
doesn't
that
mean that you're not going to want to try cocaine.
Of course.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to be around people who have tried cocaine and who are going to sell it to you in a positive
way. It just opens it up to more accessible and more freely. And
I think if you say
to
that,
someone who just wants to smoke weed, I don't really need that to go and get in that and having that in my face, shoved in my face all the time.
I think if you say that, it basically means that...
I'm weak-minded, Cole. What's he going to say?
No, I just think it's... I don't think it's true, basically. I genuinely don't think it's true. I don't think it's true that, you know, because you buy weed from a dealer who happens to have some pills... I didn't go there to buy pills.
Yeah,
I went there to buy.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not saying it's a thing I did. I was the first one. But there are, for me, there are people out there who will see that and they will be
attracted by it. Don't you feel that if it's in the shop?
That's the reason. I'm just saying it's the reasons why I'd like it illegalised.
Well, let me say it this way:
to keep it away from them scumbags who want to earn a bit of extra money by selling the coke and selling the pills. I'd rather just go to a shop and just buy weed. That's
so you'd
it.
Like it to, you know, it'd obviously be age sensitive, so it'd be limited to a certain age.
Of course.
So you'd be comfortable and happy that when your children hit that age, that they can comfortably, easily access, it's easily accessible to them.
That's, do you know what, the way it is now and the way it's in the media and the way it's everywhere else, you just look at any kind of hip-hop video or any kind of R&B video, or even to the point that like, they're all smoking, it's all smoking, so it's in the faces anyway. I'd prefer,
which goes to say what I was saying before.
So it's in their face anyway. I'd rather that if it's going to be in their face, I'd rather it be in their face controlled when they go to, if they're going to smoke it, I'd rather them go and smoke it in a controlled environment where they can go and buy it.
So you'll be happy for them to smoke weed?
Not slightly happy because, you know what I mean, it's my son, it's not I don't particularly want him to do that, but I'd rather him go and buy it from a shop government run or a council run than go to some dodgy ass dealer's house who's gonna have this, who's gonna have that. There's a chance for that dealer not only to be seriously dodgy and cause harm to my son, but there's a chance my son could get arrested while he's going to that dealer's house. This is my point.
He shouldn't smoke it. We're not even going as far to
so
say
many
why
who
he should smoke it. What his reasons are for smoking it anyway.
There are so many people People try marijuana. People try all different drugs. I'm just saying, I'd rather, as a father, as a man, I'd rather just hang back and get it somewhere where it's nice and peaceful instead
of
having the
be.
Risk of being arrested because I smoke a bit of weed. I don't go out and get bash people up. I'm getting drunk. I smoke a bit of weed, man. Why isn't there shops? Why aren't we selling alcohol when people are abusing themselves?
Do you drink?
Occasionally, not often. I don't abuse it. Well, I don't go out there on a Friday night and getting wanked.
I don't think the first thing I want to do is slap someone. That's you. There's some people out there who deal with paranoia psychosis from smoking weed and then go out and cause harm to themselves or others.
It'll be the same from drink as well. Yeah, but you get the same kind of effects from drinking.
Why don't we reduce it? We already legalized cigarettes, and now we're trying to withdraw them. We can't withdraw them wholly and solely, but we're now taking them off display in shops.
Yeah, we're taking them off display. If
we're going to remove the advertising for cigarettes and remove things like taking cigarettes from display, we're now not advertising. Well, we do advertise alcohol, but we're not advertising cigarettes anymore.
No.
Why would we then push out what was known as an illegal substance, to legalise that, which, you know, can actually potentially cause even more harm than just smoking?
Okay.
There are recorded cases that it does. I mean, yes, there's benefits to it. It helps, you know, it helps in medical terms, it can help.
Yeah,
and there's certain things they can get from that help. Yeah. But I don't see why we should condone it just so somebody can smoke a spliff and feel good. I don't think it needs to be legalised for that reason. I don't think it should at all.
Okay, I'm slightly crossed on it. I you know what, I'm going to take what you're saying to...
On board and pay no attention to it.
On board and say, you know what, you do have valid points. I just, part of me, I've grew up in that kind of world and I just didn't like it. I just think that...
So did I.
Okay, we both kind of grew up in that. I kind of see it a little bit different, a little bit black and white, and you kind of see it a little bit flowery, that, you know, I was a strong character and I said no. I said no to all harder drugs. I just didn't like the opportunity. I didn't like seeing it there, and as a father, I wouldn't like it to be pushed upon or even seen of my child or other youngsters out there, because there was going to be a hell of a lot of weaker youngsters out there.
Then let's remove drug dealers and remove the idea of weed all and solely, because nobody needs to smoke weed, do they?
Weed's been around
no
for
one
many,
needs
many
to
years.
Do cocaine. No one needs to do heroin.
We choose to, don't we?
We choose to do it for our own personal reasons. And your son will choose to do it. And there are dangers that come with everything.
Yeah, excess. It's all about excess. Maybe not to a point, let's get rid of it. Let's just tell people, ask people, or be very nice and let them choose for themselves and find out how they would like to buy it.
Well, I tell you this, right?
It's choice.
I think what we should do, again, as we do with most questions, is put this out to the listeners. I don't know.
I have a point? When you went to drug dealers, they offered you this and offered you that.
I think.
Would you like it from a shop, a council or government run? Would that make it a little bit easier? Would you get your weed, man? Just because you were
Because I don't smoke it no more, simple things.
Because you stopped it no more. You don't smoke it no more. That's fair enough. What was your reasons why you gave up?
Honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Because I liked having a drink.
He liked killing his liver instead.
Well, I gave up smoking weed because...
Because you like to kill, you rather kill
like
your liver.
I like to drink more than I like to smoke.
Okay, well, mine's the other way around.
I enjoyed smoking more than I did.
I kind of don't drink.
And one was legal and the other one wasn't. That's not my main reason, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Know.
Well, your main reason is that people... Do you know what? The legal part and the legal and legalisation part, it don't bother me. I don't give a shit about that whole kind of thing. I'm doing it because I choose to do it. I don't do it because the law allows me or doesn't allow me.
So
you're
saying it should be legalised. I'm saying no. And we want to put this out to anybody else that's listening.
Yes.
We'd love to hear what you've got to say about
100%.
It. 100%. I know you're going to be with me on that because I'm talking sense and he's not. Because he smokes weed. That's why he's not making any sense.
A boo.
Anyway, let's roll this on to the next.
Yeah, right. I have been to a martial arts seminar and been teaching some crazy kung fu moves. So if you continue, I'm going to practice them on you, sir.
Oh, see.
Your insults.
I take it marijuana has caused some sort of psychosis, paranoia that makes
paranoia.
You
no,
feel
I'm
a bit paranoid
saying,
that you feel to use violence against
no,
me.
No, no, no. I'm just saying your insults are not welcome in my house. And on that note,
what are we rolling on to now?
Funny games. We're going to go to, as we started off at the top of the hour, we introduced you to an unsigned act, which is from a friend of ours who we used to work with. He's the manager of the band, and the band is...
That's a nice name.
That's not the name, actually. That was my little drum roll for
you
to tell
name.
Me.
Oh, yeah. That was your drum roll for me. The music we came in was from a band called Liz and the Ligers. as you're going to hear a little bit more of them as at the end of the show, they're going to play us out. So but that was our section. We're basically working on indie bands, and we're not working on indie bands. Sorry, let me say that again. We basically like to get, you know, play ourselves in with an indie band.
Or an unsigned act.
I'm thinking indie band constantly. Yeah. With an unsigned act.
Yeah.
And also we like to talk about independent movies as well.
Because we are film lovers.
Yeah, as we said before, you know, plugging that derelict picture house.
My goodness, Cole. My goodness, you're a whore. I thought I was bad last the other week. All right, yeah. So,
we'll film what we discussed today.
Funny games. Your idea, your choice of a film. And on our little, we have, every time we do a Talkaholics podcast.
We'll be talking a little bit about a movie that Paul likes.
No, we have a little sheet, and it gives us our run of it's like a program sheet, and on it it says funny games, discuss this effed up movie. So I'm going to hand it over to you because this is your choice. And why do you want to discuss an effed up movie?
It's an independent film, and I figured it was something different because I haven't really seen anything like it before.
Okay, those who haven't seen it, I've seen it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Give me a rundown. What is it about, brother?
Basically, it's about a family who move out to their, call it a summer home, I suppose.
Summer home.
You know, mother, father, and a small son, and the dog. They go out to... Can't forget the dog. They move out to their summer home. You know, I think they're going through a few issues, a few problems. And while setting up on the first day they get there, there's a knock on the door from one of the gentlemen who are living next door, I think. Or a family friend from next door.
I don't even think they're our family friend. I think they were lying about that, and the family next door is probably dead. Well,
you know, we can expose the whole movie to everybody if you choose to.
Most people out there are probably seen
it. I don't think so. Yeah. This isn't one that everybody's seen.
Point. Okay,
but you know, basically, and then what happens from then is that they build up a conversation with this family, and then from then on, they then go on to torture, I think, the family for no real apparent reason other than for fun and games.
Excellent. That's perfectly way. You know? That's probably the reason why the title is.
Personally, I enjoyed the film.
Yeah, I'm stuck for words there.
I enjoyed the film. I don't care if you think it makes me a sick freak or what. I enjoyed the film, and I enjoyed it because
you're an alcoholic and you like the abuse of other people.
If I was smoking weed, maybe I wouldn't have even seen it because I'd have fallen asleep.
Yes. All right. But on a serious note, why did you like the film?
I liked it because it's nothing I've ever seen before. It was interesting to me. It brought about so many different types of thoughts and emotions. Mm-hmm. It was thought provoking. It was
shot differently. It was like a third person.
It was kind of
living what they were doing, and for me it showed a great way of what independent films is all about. Really, independent films is about what the director chooses to do, and he has no restraints. He has no handcuffs, and he's not making it for anyone else apart from himself. Really, and I think this film is a great example of freeness. Because there's some scenes in there where he is completely free to do whatever he likes.
I think there's scenes...
And if it was a studio movie, it wouldn't have worked well enough. They would never allow. There's a couple of scenes in there they would never have allowed to be done.
I like the way he just, every now and again, would just remind you that you are a viewer to what you're witnessing, which is some actual quite disturbing scenes.
It
makes you question, why the hell am I watching this? But it's very thought provoking, and you don't walk away from that film not wanting to talk about it.
Yeah, it's a film where it takes some time to digest, and then you kind of think about it and you go, why did I like that? And it kind of asks questions of yourself of why you like that, and then it asks me questions, why would someone want to make that? And my conclusion was that I enjoyed it because it was different, and I believe the reason why it was made is because the guy had an idea of, and he wanted to run with it, and he wanted to be free with no limits, with no
I'm just gonna cut you in there. You know why you said why he wanted to make this? I question that whenever I see Skyline. Why would anybody want to make that film? I'm sorry, you know.
Every week we're going to talk about it. No, please.
I'm sorry.
This is Cole's film.
I don't know anyone.
You interrupted me for Skyline
because it's so bad. No, anyway, sorry. Continue.
I can't believe you interrupted me for that.
Go
on. I enjoyed the film for a few different reasons, and I just think that if you're out there and you want to see something different, you want to see something which is not the run-of-the-mill Hollywood shit, go and watch it, and you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it for a few different reasons, because slightly different. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's definitely thought-provoking, and it's, you know what, it's something you're gonna, it's gonna stay with you, because this is a film what we saw 2 years ago, maybe longer.
It must be about that longer. It's not a new movie,
and it's and we're still talking about it. We still got quite strong emotions on it, and we're still kind of thinking we've talked about it quite often, especially since we've been doing this. This is one of the films we both wanted to talk about. If you want to see something different, I could thoroughly recommend a film. Thoroughly recommend this film for you guys out there.
I would definitely recommend this film out to anybody who's sick in the head and probably smokes marijuana.
For film lovers of a difference.
Lovers of movies, lovers of independent movies, lovers of films that are free.
There are many films out there who don't make loads of money. Definitely. There's many films what are there for a selective audience, and then selective audience.
We haven't talked enough about the film though.
But you're on a stage where you don't really want to give too much away, and I'm just trying to big it up to a point where people will go out there and actually want to go and watch it. We can, if you want to talk a little bit more about it, but
you're right. We don't want to.
We don't want to give away too much.
I just want to recommend this film to people to watch. I'd love to hear what anyone would have to say about that.
If there's anyone out there who's seen it, go out there and who's seen it, please hit us up on. You can hit us up on our website. Twitter, Talkaholics, all one word, or you can direct mail us, or you can hit us on a Gmail at the UKDebatables.com.
Gmail.com.
Is it Gmail.com?
Yep, UKDebatables@gmail.com.
And we're on Facebook as well. You can just let us know what you think about it. Tell us if you enjoyed it, tell us that you agree with what we're saying, or we're just slightly messed up in the head. Because it is a very strange film.
I think you'll get a better understanding when you hear the next show of how messed up in the head we are. With which film we choose then make your decision.
Very valid point. So, I'd rate that film personally if I was going to give it a rating, and I was...
You give it a clarky thumbs up.
I'd give it a clarky thumb up. And will you give it a pin-up thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I'd give it definite two thumbs.
That's a pin-up double thumb.
Double thumbs.
He'd wish he can give a few women a double thumb.
Wow. You're exposing me like that. I thought this was for the other show. So, now, we're going to end the show here. But I think first off, I think I'll have a little bit to say about what you're just for the group you're about to listen to that we're going to play ourselves out with. Liz and the Likers, I'm not sure when they got together, but they're managed by a friend of ours. I won't say his name, or should I?
Yeah, say the name. Yeah,
a friend of ours, named Aaron Murray.
Mm-hmm. He's very good guy.
Very good guy. He's managing this band. They're What did he refer to them as? Acoustic folk.
I remember that you said that the other day.
Definitely not my type of music. Not my type of music, but I have to say, when he sent the tracks on to me, I really did enjoy them.
Pretty funky.
I really did enjoy them. The first one that we played, the one that we played in with, I truly, truly enjoyed that. And the one that we're going to play out with as well, that was the first one I heard. I really, really liked it.
Yes. And if you want to learn a bit more information on that, and we're going to put some stuff on our Facebook page.
And do a little bit. We're going to put them out. Put a little bit of information on the podcast page as well.
Yeah,
you know, where you can find out where they're going to be playing at, and you know what other gigs they're going to have coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
on that note, Clarky says adios,
and this is Carl saying see you later, and this is Liz and the Ligers with Telling You.
I've got a big idea, something to shout about. These thoughts inside my head are starting to pour out. I'm telling you what to do. Lose all your new cool friends. They're clingers all who have no hope and think that is the new trend. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
to get clean. Soon they all could end up dead. But that's probably cool too. Just break away and ignore the scene. It's not that hard to do. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it.
That's how we're telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Be true. Do what you're supposed to do. Be true to you. Starting to over. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it.
Ooh, oh, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it.